This week's Parsha is Parshas Noach, and in Parshas Noach we have the story of the flood, that all mankind and animal kind corrupted their ways before the flood, and Hashem wanted to destroy the world. Hashem told Noach to build a teva, to build the ark, and in that ark to bring certain animals, and we are going to discuss certain animals of the teva. We are going to first focus on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kof Ches Omed Beis, 108b, where the Gemara there brings the Pasuk in chapter 7, Pasuk number 2, where the Pasuk says, Mikola behema tohoira, from any pure animal, tikach lecha, shiva, shiva, you should take unto you, 7, 7, ish ve'ishtoi, a male and a female, or a male and its mate, but normally ish is meant as man and its mate. In a behema shaloi tohoira, from the animal that is not pure, shnaim ish ve'ishtoi, two you should take, a man and its mate. Before we even explain the Gemara, we have to understand that there is a basic machloikas. How many kosher animals were in the teva, were in the ark? We know from the non-kosher animals was just a pair, a male and a female. But the kosher animals, there is a disagreement. And Rashi holds that there was a total of 7 individual animals. 4 males and 3 females. That means that one male was left without a mate. Since there was an extra male, Noach deduced that Hashem wants him to sacrifice that male after he leaves the ark. And indeed, he does that after he leaves the ark. But Maskil David brings a Medrash Rabbah, which says explicitly that from the kosher animals was 7 pairs, meaning 14 animals, male and female. So this pasuk, it could either mean 7 animals or 7 pairs of animals. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin is bothered by the language of the pasuk in defining male and female as ish ve'ishtoi, a man and its wife. How can you call ish ve'ishtoi to animals when animals don't have ishes? Ishes means marriage. There is no marriage in animals. Then how can you call them ish ve'ishtoi, man and its wife? The Gemara answers, Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani of Rabbi Yonason. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, Oison shelo nevdo bohem aveira. You should take only from those animals that no sins were committed by them. Meaning that most animals at those times had mated with other species, not their own species. Hashem wanted that only animals that have mated with their own species, meaning with their own wives. Therefore, the Marsho explains, the Torah defines it as a man and its wife you should take, to stress that they have to be like man and wife, which are the same species. So too, these animals were the same species. But not necessarily that there was matrimony between them, that there was marriage between them. The Gemara asks a question, Menoyoda, how would Noach know which animal mated with other species, which animal did not mate with other species? It is not something you could see by looking at the animal. Then the Torah tells you to take an animal that has not mated with other species. How would Noach possibly know? The Gemara answers, Omar Rav Chisda says, Shaviru lifnei ateva, that Noach brought those animals in front of the ark, and very simple, kol shateva kol tosoi, any animal that the ark would take him in. In other words, you put it by the door, and the ark opened its door. Then beyodua shelo nevdo bohem aveira, then it's known that they did not mate with other species, that no sins were committed through them. Because otherwise the ark would not open up and they wouldn't be able to go in. Any animal that the teva, that the ark would not take in, then it's known that a sin was made to them. In other words, Noach didn't know, but it was a miracle if the ark would take them in. Obviously, they were okay to come in and no sins were committed. if the ark would not take him in, then obviously they have sinned. The Gemara continues, Rabavu Omar, Rabavu says, Me'oison haboim me'aleim, that Noah chose from those animals that came by themselves, meaning either that Hashem gave inspiration to the animals that they should come to the ark, or according to Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, each species of animal has an angel that is in charge of them in heaven, and those angels are the ones that gathered two of each non-kosher animal and seven pairs or seven animals of each kosher animal and brought them to the Teva, to the ark. There are two ways to interpret Rabavu's statement. The simple interpretation is that Rabavu is arguing with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that the way Noach knew that the animals did not mate with another animal is from the fact that there was a miracle by coming into the Teva. And the miracle was that any animals that the Teva, that the Ark accepted, obviously that animal did not corrupt its ways, did not mate out of his old kind. And Rabbi Avu holds that the way that Noach knew which one is the animal that did not corrupt its ways is by the animal that got inspiration from Hashem or was guided by its guardian angel in heaven to come to the Teva. Obviously, those animals could only be animals that did not mate out of its own kind. And that's how Noah knew that those animals were not corrupted. But Rashi, on this week's Parsha, on chapter 6, Pasuk number 20, where it's mentioned there that Hashem told Noach, Me'o'af le'mineyu, from each bird according to its kind, Rashi explains, what does it mean to its kind? Rashi says, Oison shedovku be'mineyem, that those animals that cleave to its kind, meaning those animals that mated only with its kind. Rashi continues, Ve'lo ishchisu darkom, and they did not corrupt their ways, meaning they did not mate with other species of animals. And Rashi says, Umeleim bo, and they came on their own, like Rabbi Avu said. And Rashi continues, V'chol shateva kol tosoi ichnis bo, and any animal that the ark accepted, it took kin in them. In other words, Rashi is saying two things, and both things together, that the animals came by themselves, and also any animal that the ark accepted then was able to go into the ark. In other words, Rashi is trying to say that Rabbi Avu is not arguing with Rav Chisda. Rabbi Avu also agrees that the only way that Noach knew which animal did not mate out of its kind was by the ark opening its door or not opening its door to accept those animals. But Rabbi Avu is explaining something different. Rabbi Avu is explaining that Noach didn't have to go to all corners of the world to look for the animals in order to bring them into the ark. Hashem gave inspirations for the animals to come to Noach. And Rabbi Avu is answering a different question. Rabbi Avu is kind of answering the question, how did Noach know if he had all the animals? How could Noach possibly know if there was missing an animal in another corner of the world that he did not get? Therefore, Rabbi Avu is answering that the animals received inspiration to come by themselves, and that's how Noach knew that he had all the animals that's supposed to go into the Teva, because all the animals came to Noach and Noach didn't have to go to the animals. But Rabbi Avu also agrees that the only test to see which animals were pure and which animals did not corrupt their ways was by the ark accepting them or not accepting them. But the fact that they came to Noach by itself, that wasn't necessarily a proof that they did not corrupt its ways, that they did not mate out of kind. The only proper way to know that the animals did not mate out of its kind was by the ark accepting them or not accepting them. Going back to the Rashi on chapter 7, pasuk number 2, Mikol ha'behema tohoira, tikach lecha shiva shiva, from all the pure animals, you should take 7, 7. Rashi says, what does it mean, atohoira, pure animal? Rashi says, ho'asida liyos tohoira le'Yisrael. The animals that will eventually become tar for the Jewish people, meaning kosher for the Jewish people, those you should take 7 animals. Lob madnu, from here you learn, shalomad noach toira, that Noach learned Torah, because otherwise, how would Noach know which one is the kosher animal, which one is the not kosher animal? From the fact that it tells you that you should get the kosher animal, obviously, it proves that Noach learned Torah. The Mizrahi asks here a very important question. We just mentioned previously that the animals came by themselves, and those animals that were not corrupted, the Teva, the Ark, accepted it. Then how do you know that Noach learned Torah? Maybe Noach did not learn Torah, and Noach had no idea which one is going to be a kosher animal, which one is not going to be a kosher animal. But from the fact that the Ark accepted 7 animals from one kind and 2 animals from the other kind, that proved to Noach that those are kosher animals. Since Rashi himself says that the animals came by themselves and only those animals that the Ark would accept were eligible to come in, then how do you know that Noach learned Torah? Maybe Noah had no idea which is a kosher animal, but he saw that some animals were accepted in the quantity of 2 and some were accepted in the quantity of 7. Then he deduced that those that were accepted in the quantity of 7 must be the kosher animals. But maybe Noah never learned Torah. The Mizrahi leaves this question by a question. The Guraria says that from the fact that Hashem labeled it as Tehoira, as kosher animals, why would it interest Noach if the animal was kosher or not kosher, specifically if he did not learn Torah? Because Noach could have just seen 7 animals got in or 2 animals got in, but for him wouldn't make a difference if they kosher or not. From the fact that Hashem actually called it Behema Tohoira to Noach, obviously it has a meaning to Noach what HaTohoira is. From the fact that it has a meaning to Noach what HaTorah is, we learned that Noach learned Torah. Not from the fact that he sees 7 animals. From the fact that the Torah gives it a name to Noach, that these are the clean animals, from here you know that Noach knew what are the clean animals, because otherwise the Torah could have just said, any animal gets into the ark, you accept it, because since the acceptance to the ark was miraculous anyways, there is no reason to label it as HaTohoira, as a clean animal. And yet the Torah labels it as clean animal, that is to show you that Noach knew what the clean animals were. From there you learn that Noach had learned Torah. The Sifse Chachamim goes the other way around. The Sifse Chachamim says that Noach learned Torah, but even though Noach learned Torah and he knew which one were the kosher animal, he still needed the miracle of the ark to tell him that these animals are okay to come in. Because even if you have a kosher species of animals, maybe the animal is not really kosher. Because if the animal has a defect inside, then the animal is technically a treifa, technically an animal that is not kosher, even though it is from a kosher species. And a lot of times, those defects you cannot find out until you slaughter the animal and open up the animal. Therefore, the Sifse Chachamim says, Rashi holds clearly that Noach learned Torah, and even though Noach learned Torah, we still had to have the miracle that those animals that the ark accepted were able to go in, those that the ark did not accept weren't able to go in, because otherwise we wouldn't know which one is truly kosher, because if it had a defect, it couldn't be detected. Therefore, it still needed the miracle of the ark. The Levush HaOira says that Rashi deduced this idea that Noach learned Torah from the change of the language that Hashem gave him. Meaning that in the beginning, on Pasuk number 19 of chapter 6, the Pasuk says, U'mikol achayv, and from anything living, mikol basra, from all flesh, shnai mikoil, two of each, tovi el hateva, you should bring in to the ark, la'ach rezitach, to live with you, zohar unekevo iyu, they should be male and female. The language used here is tovi, you should bring in. And it's more accentuated in the next pasuk. The next pasuk says, me'ohav lemineu, from the bird to its species, imna behema lemina, and from the animals to its species, mikol remes ha'adomo lemineu, from anything crawling on the ground to its species, shnai mikol, two of each, yavoyu eilecha la'achayois, will come to you to remain alive. So here it's written the language tovi, you should bring in, and they will come by their own lahachyois to remain alive. And yet, when we're talking about here, about the kosher animals, the Torah changes the language. The Torah doesn't use the language anymore, tovi, bring in. It says, mikol behema tehoira, from all the clean animals, tikach lecha, you should take to you. Why does the Torah first use the language tovi, bring into the ark, and here it says tikach, take? Because the Torah wants to tell you that yes, two of each species will come in automatically, and whatever the ark accepts will be eligible. But seven animals, I want you to take. How can Noach take? If Noach didn't learn Torah, how does Noach know which one is a kosher animal that Hashem tells him to take seven kosher animals? Therefore, Rashi deduces that Noach obviously learned Torah, because otherwise he would know which ones to take. It's not to see which one came in. It doesn't say tovi, bring in. It says the language tikach lecha, that you should take to you. How can Noach take? That's how the Levush HaOira says Rashi knew that Noach learned Torah. The other interpretation before Hashem bring down is that at this juncture, it's still missing 7 days before we get into the Teva. Because on Pasuk number 4 says, Ki layomim oitshiva noichim mamtri al haaretz, that in 7 days I will bring rain into the earth. That means that the test of the eligibility of coming into the Ark, into the Teva, wouldn't happen for another 7 days. Because only when you're going into the Teva, that is when the test of which animal is going to be accepted in and which animal is not going to be accepted is going to take place. Because why should the people sit in the ark longer than they have to? If Hashem tells them that in 7 days they should go into the Teva, that means up to that point there is no purpose to go into the Teva. There is no purpose to go into the ark. Specifically, according to Rashi, on Pasuk number 7, that Rashi says that Noach came mipnei me'amabul, because of the waters of the flood, Rashi writes down that af Noach miktana emono hoyo, that Noach was also from the small believers, mamin ve'no mamin sheyove amabul, that he believed and didn't believe that the floods will come, v'renechnas latevo, he didn't go in into the ark, achedachku amayim, until the waters forced him to go in. Meaning that Noach hoped that the Mabul won't come, that Hashem will forgive the generation, and he didn't go in until last minute. Then, since he didn't go into the last minute, obviously he wouldn't put all the animals in advance to suffer longer and for him to have to feed the animals once they got in. Our question was, how do we know that Noach knew Torah? Maybe Noach saw which animals came in the number 7, and therefore Noach deduced that they must be the kosher animals. The answer is that 7 days before they actually went into the ark, Hashem already tells them that he's required to take 7 kosher animals. Hashem doesn't say, in 7 days, take 7 kosher animals. Had Hashem told them in 7 days, take 7 kosher animals, then we wouldn't know that Noach learned Torah, because Noach could have done the test of the ark. That if the ark accepts 7, then he will know automatically that those are 7 kosher animals. But since Hashem told Noah to take kosher animals 7 days before going into the ark. How would Noah know which one is kosher animals? Must be that Noah really knew. How did Noah know? Because Noah learned Torah. In other words, from the fact that Hashem told him to take 7 kosher animals even before he got into the Teva, that showed that Noah knew which ones are the kosher animals, because he had to take 7 days before. So therefore, Rashi is right in saying that Noah learned Torah. The Satmar Rabbi asks an interesting question, that we have a Midrash on this week's Parsha, on Midrash Rabbah, Simen Lamed Aleph, Simen Yud Beis. The Midrash says that the lion tried to come into the ark, and the teeth of the lion became blunted, meaning that the ark did not allow the lion to come in. And the Midrash gives the Pasuk in Iyuv to prove that point, because in Iyuv chapter 4, Pasuk number 10, it says, Shagas Arya, the cry of a lion, the koil shochal, and the voice of a yelp, the shine kforim, and the teeth of young lions nitou fell out. Meaning that at the time when Hashem brought the flood, the lion wanted to come in, and Hashem did not allow the lion to come in, and it blunted the teeth of the lion. Satmar Rebbe asks that in Gemara in Zevachim, Daf Kofta Zayin Omed Beis 116b, there the Gemara brings the same Rav Avu and the same Rav Chisda as we have in Sanhedrin, but with one difference. The Gemara there says that only 7 kosher animals and 2 non-kosher animals came to Noah, and those animals are the animals that got intuition either by Hashem or, like the Pirkei that Rabbi Lezer explains, that each angel which was in charge of them brought them. And the Gemara implies that no other animals tried to come to the ark. If that is so, Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel asks, how come the Midrash singles out the lion, that the lion wanted to come into the ark, and Hashem had to blunt the teeth of the lion, in other words, take away the strength of the lion, that he shouldn't be able to come into the ark? Why did the lion try more than any other animal to push himself into the ark? In truth, I would suggest a simple answer why the Midrash states specifically that the lion tried to force his way in into the ark, because since we know that the lion is the king of the animals, obviously the one that is going to try to force his way in is the king of the animals. Once the other animals see that the lion is unsuccessful to force himself into the ark, then the other animals aren't even going to try. Maybe they originally were going to try to go into the ark, but now that they see that the lion is rebuffed by his attempt, then why should they try? Therefore, it's written only that the lion tried to go in, but could be the other animals would have tried had the lion been successful. Since the lion wasn't successful, there is no reason for them to try to go in. I will give another answer later on why I think the lion wanted to go in. But Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel gives a different answer based on Sefer Apliya, which Sefer Apliya asks, we know that in the chariot of Hashem, meaning the Maaseh Merkava, there is 4 images. One of those images is Pnei Arya, the face of a lion, as described in Yechezkel chapter 1, Pasuk number 10. He asks, if a lion is a tame animal, an impure animal, how is it possible that Hashem will have a tame animal on his chariot? I must make a parenthesis because I didn't see the Pliya. And in truth, I don't understand the question of the Pliya, because the chariot of Hashem has 4 images, 3 of which are not kosher, meaning the images as described in Yechezkel are the image of man, which man is not kosher, the image of a lion, which a lion is not kosher, the image of an eagle, which an eagle is not kosher, and the image of an ox, which is the only one that is kosher or a Torah figure. But nonetheless, the Peliya asks this question, and the Peliya answers that the lion is really a tor animal, meaning a pure animal, but the Torah didn't allow us to eat the lion because the lion survives from eating non-kosher food. Since the lion kills non-kosher animals, and that is how he sustains himself, how he feeds himself, therefore the Torah tells that the Jews are not allowed to eat lion. But the lion by itself would be considered a kosher animal. And he brings down that in the future, the lion will turn out to be kosher again. Because the only reason that he became prohibited is only because he kills and eats and gets fat and grows from non-kosher food. But in the future, like the Rambam brings down in Parshas Bechukosai, chapter 26, Pasuk number 6, Veshbati chayarom in haaretz, I'll remove bad animals from the land. The Rambam says that in the future will be that the lion and all animals will eat only vegetables. As it's written that the ox and the bear will graze together, the lion and the cattle will eat straw. Therefore, the lion is going to return to be kosher. In other words, the lion is really a kosher animal. But Hashem forbade us to eat lion because the lion is fed from non-kosher meat and he tears and kills non-kosher animals. But when the lion turns again to eat vegetables, then the lion will turn again to become kosher. That is what the Peliya says. Satmar Rebbe says, according to this, comes out that the lion pre-Mabul, it was a non-kosher animal, but during the Mabul, during the stay of the Ark, the lion was again kosher. Since the lion in his stay in the Ark only ate vegetables, as the Radak explains on the Pasuk, on chapter 6, Pasuk number 21, V'ato take from all the foods that is eaten, V'osavto elechel, you should gather to you, V'hoyo lecha, it'll be to you, V'lohem, and to them, la'achla, to eat. And the Radak explains that when it's written, it'll be to you and to them for food, it means that they will eat what you eat. And since men before the flood couldn't eat any meat, therefore the animals cannot eat any meat, all the wild animals had to make do with fruits and vegetables. Consequently, according to the Peliya, if the lion ends up eating fruit and vegetables, it turned out to be kosher again. And the Satmar Rebbe explains that when Hashem told Noah to take from the Behemah Tehoira, from the clean animals, and Rashi writes down, Ho'asida liyos Tehoira l'Israel, that will be in the future Toher, the Satmar Rebbe says it's referring to also the lion, because the lion was going to be Toher in the future. Comes out that seven from the lion family went into the teva, not two like any non-kosher animal. Since the lion, when it's not being fed and sustained by non-kosher animals, turns out to be kosher, then seven lions came into the teva, came into the ark, and Noah, after he left the teva, he actually sacrificed the lion as a gift to Hashem, because at that point the lion was kosher. Satmar Rebbe explains that's why you're required to have both miracles. Even though Noah already knew the kosher animals, but Noah did not think the lion is kosher, because when Noah remembered, the lion was not kosher. But now that he saw that the teva took the lions, Noah realized that the lion is kosher and therefore he sacrificed a lion. And also, if Hashem would not give the intuition to the animals to go to the teva, to go to the ark, then only two of the lion family would have gone to the ark, because the lion itself didn't think that he is a kosher animal. Since the lion eats non-kosher animals, lion thought that he is a non-kosher animal also. But Hashem gave intuition for seven lions to come in, and seven lions were accepted by the ark. Then Noah realized that the lion is kosher, even though Noah previously learn Torah, he's still required to have the miracle in order for him to accept the lion. And the other lions, seeing that seven lions came in, they also did not understand how come Hashem allowed so many lions to come in. They didn't know that they're going to have to be vegetarians and they're going to eat during the year only vegetables and they're going to again become kosher. They tried to come into the Teva because they thought that this was an exemption for the lion, maybe because he's the king of the animal. But Hashem did not allow him to come in, and Hashem had to blunt their teeth. Therefore, could be that only the lion came because the lion saw that more than two went into the Teva, so the lion thought that he was exempted. Since we are mentioning about the lion is also mentioned by Rashi on the Pasuk, on chapter 7, Pasuk number 23, where he says, Vayishor ach Noach, that Noach remained. Rashi brings from the Medrash Tanchuma test, where the Medrash Tanchuma says, on the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Pam Achad, one time, Shor Noach lozen esvari, Noach delayed in feeding the lion, he kishu ari, the lion hit him, Vayotso tzoleya, in he ended up being lame. Shenemar, because it's written, Vayishor ach Noach, that only Noach remained. The word ach always diminishes, which means to imply that Noach was not complete anymore. Noach was diminished, and he became a balmum. He became a person that is blemished. We know that a kohen who is lame, who is blemished, cannot do the service. And the Medrash Tanchuma continues, Veloy hayo kosher lakriv korban, and Noach could not bring a korban anymore. Vehikriv Shem benoy tachtov, and Shem, his son, brought the korban instead of him. Meaning that the korbanos that is written later that Noach brought wasn't really Noach that brought up the sacrifices. Noach was the sender of the sacrifice, or the one that wanted to bring the sacrifice, but the actual sacrifice was brought by Shem ben Noach. But Noach could not bring the sacrifices because Noach became lame, because he delayed giving food for the lion. And since he delayed giving food for the lion hit him. And since the lion hit him, he became lame. And one person who is lame cannot bring a sacrifice to Hashem. Therefore, Shem, his son, brought the sacrifices. This Medrash Tanchuma always bothered me. We know that the Teva, the ark, was full of wild and dangerous animals, and animals that usually are enemies to each other. Hashem had to make a miracle that the animals' qualities, the animals' temperaments, was subdued during the year that everybody was together in the ark. And nothing happens without Hashem wanting it. And specifically, we believe that animals only act when Hashem wants them to act. As the Or HaChaim explains in Parshas Vayeshev, that Reuven chose to throw Joseph in a pit full of snakes and scorpions because the animals only act when Hashem tells them to act. The question then is, why did Hashem allow the lion to punish Noah for seemingly such a minor mistake as delaying to feed the lion? It doesn't say that he did not feed the lion and the lion got angry because it was hungry. It just said that he delayed feeding the lion and therefore the lion kicked him. And not only did the lion kick him, the lion made him lame, that he cannot bring a sacrifice to Hashem. How come Hashem allowed the lion to give him such a harsh kick? And why did Hashem make him lame? I wanted to answer these questions with a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze Devarim Chav Gimel, pasuk number Dalet, where the pasuk says, Lo yavoy amoni moavi bikal Hashem, that Ammonite and Moabite cannot enter the congregation of Hashem, gam dor asir lo yavoy bikal Hashem ad oilam. Even the 10th generation is not allowed to enter the congregation of Hashem until eternity, meaning that if an Ammonite man converts, he's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman, because Hashem is not interested in having any relationship if an Ammonite man. Why? Al dvar asher lo kidmu eschem belechem v'mayim baderech betzeischem Mitzrayim. Because they did not greet you, but the word kidmu really means kodem, bring you early, bring you first bread and water in the way when you went out of Egypt. Meaning, when you came out of Egypt, they knew you need food and water, and they didn't bring you food and water. Because of that, they are not allowed to marry and enter totally in the congregation of Hashem. Hashem wants technically no part of them. So the question is, why did the Torah specifically pick on Ammon and Moab that they should have brought to us food and water? There are a lot of nations in the world that didn't bring us food and water, and yet they are allowed to convert and they are allowed to enter the congregation of Hashem. How come Hashem was specifically and particularly upset with Ammon and Moab that they didn't bring us food and water? The answer is that since Ammon and Moab are descendants of Lot, Lot was the nephew of Avraham Avinu, and during the destruction of Sodom, Lot was only saved in the merits of Avraham. Therefore, Lot owed his life to Avraham Avinu. He had to show him gratitude. The children of Lot, which are Ammon and Moab, have to show gratitude to the children of Avraham Avinu. And since they did not show gratitude for the children of Avraham Avinu, they lack a certain quality of Hakaras HaToiv, of showing gratitude. Hashem says, in that case, I don't want anything to do with people that don't have Hakaras HaToiv, that don't have a show of gratitude. Which is interesting to note that the story of Lot and Avraham happened approximately 400 years before the Jewish people came out of Egypt, and yet the children of Lot, which are Ammon and Moab, are blamed for not doing a gratitude to the children of Avraham Avinu. That shows you how long you have to remember a debt of gratitude. If somebody saves somebody else, you are required to tell your children, and your children have to do the utmost to show gratitude and do a favor back to those people. Therefore, Ammon and Moab, since they are descendants of Lot, they are disqualified to become part of the Jewish people. They are ostracized by Hashem because they did not show gratitude to the children of Avraham, which are the Jewish people. And an interesting note, that the Torah doesn't blame them for not giving food and water. The Torah blames them, al dvar asher lo kidmu eschem, they did not come out and greet you. In other words, even if they would have given you food and water, they would still be blamed, because when you owe a debt of gratitude, specifically when somebody saves your life, you are required to greet them and go early to feed them and not go later and feed them. Because the language in the pasuk is al dvar asher lo kidmu eschem, not asher lo nosnu lochem, they didn't give you, they didn't anticipate, they didn't greet you with food and water. There is another time in our parsha that the lion is mentioned, and it's actually mentioned by Rashi, but it's in bigger detail in Medrash Tanchuma, and Medrash Tanchuma has a different version than Rashi. It goes on chapter 7, pasuk number 16, where it's written there that everybody went into the teva, went into the ark, Vayizgor Hashem Badoy, and Hashem shorted on his behalf. The Medrash says that the people of that generation said that if we see Noah going to the Teva, we are going to come and destroy the Teva. So the Medrash continues, Kiven Shoyoroyim Atzmo Shen Oivdim, as soon as they saw that they are lost, meaning that the waters are starting to come up and they are starting to drown, they tried to destroy the ark. Ma'asa Kodesh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? Hikiv es ha'teva arayos, Hashem put lions around the ark Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Vayizgoir Hashem ba'adoy," Hashem closed because of him. Ve'ein vayizgoir, and the language vayizgoir means aroyos, lions. How do I know? Because the pasuk in Daniel chapter 6, pasuk number 23, there it says, "Usgar pom arivasa," that Hashem sent an angel and he closed the mouth of the lions when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. There it's written the word Uzgar and closed the mouth of the lions. So here where it's written Hashem closed because of him, it means that he closed with lions. Meaning that the people of the generation of the flood tried to destroy the ark. Hashem protected and saved Noah by putting lions around them, and the lions protected the ark. According to this Midrash, comes out that the lion saved Noah. We see that if not for the lion, the ark would have been destroyed. That means that the lion saved Noah. And as we mentioned, somebody saved somebody else. You have to show gratitude. And part of showing gratitude is that you are required to give them food first. Therefore, Hashem saw that Noah delayed food for the lion. Of all the animals, he decided to delay food for the lion. And when you owe somebody your life, you're supposed to anticipate them with food. So therefore, Hashem gave permission for the lion to kick Noah. And Hashem gave the message to Noah that he really doesn't want him to bring sacrifices for him. He wants no part of him anymore. That now the sacrifices have to be through Shem ben Noach. So specifically, Hashem gave permission for the lion to kick Noach, because really, Noach didn't deserve to have a connection with Hashem. In the same way that Ammon and Moab doesn't deserve to have a connection to enter the congregation of Hashem, to be part of the Jewish people, because they did not give food for the Jewish people first. When they came out of Egypt and they owed a debt of gratitude for the Jewish people because they owed their existence on the forefathers of the Jewish people saving the forefather of Ammon and Moab, meaning that Avram saved Lot. The same thing, Hashem was telling Noah that since the lion saved your life, you're supposed to give him food first. Now that you delayed and giving food for the lion has permission to give you a kick and make you not be a Kohen, not be my servant. Like that, you cannot bring sacrifices directly to me. I don't want to be directly connected to you. Therefore, only Shem ben Noach could bring the sacrifices. Because Noach delayed in giving food where he should have anticipated, therefore, the lion had the right to kick Noach. And according to this interpretation, that the lions saved Noach, we could answer the question of the Satmar Rebbe, how come the lions are the only ones that wanted to get into the Teva, to the Ark? We could say that the lions thought that since they saved Lot and they saving the Ark, it is only fair for them to come into the Ark. Therefore, they tried to get into the Ark also. And Hashem told them, I'm sorry, I already have 7 lions, according to the Satmar Rebbe, and we don't need any more lions, and therefore Hashem weakened the teeth of the lions that they couldn't go into the Teva. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should realize the importance of eating the proper food, that the lion only became not kosher because it didn't eat the proper foods. And we should understand that if we don't eat the proper foods, we won't be ready to serve Hashem. And also we should learn from the story of Ammon and Moab and the story of the lion kicking Noah, the importance of a koras atoif, that you have to show gratitude if somebody does you a favor, because the whole world was really created for us to show gratitude for Hashem for creating us, that Hashem wants us to say thank you to him. And the way to say thank you to Hashem for creating us is to follow his Torah and his mitzvahs. And if we merit to do that, we'll merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild. Bimheira b'yomeinu, amen.